Hi, my name is Marcus Vint. I'm a program manager at Composite. We do a web content management system called Composite C1. And in this webcast, I'm going to talk about covariance and contravariance in generic interfaces and delegates. It's a new feature in .NET 4. I'll be showing a sample of using covariance with IronRubel of T. I'll be talking about how covariance is not inheritance. I'll also be showing a quick sample of using covariance with iQueryable. I'll be showing an example of contravariance. I'll give you a quick overview of what generic interfaces support variance in .NET 4. And I'll show you how you can go create your own covariant generic interface. And finally, I'll be showing you a co and contravariance in generic delegates. Okay, so I've created a very simple project. I've created a base class called Animal with a single property, weight. I've created a class called Cat, which inherits from Animal. I've created a simple main method, where I create a list of cats and use a function to calculate the total weight and print it to the console. So what we see here is that I'm declaring a IronRubel of cat, and I'm taking this value and I'm passing it to a function called calculate total weight, which I've defined down here. And what you'll see is down here I have declared my parameter as an IronRubel of animal. And in previous versions of .NET this wouldn't compile. I just quickly try to change the target framework to 3.5 so you can see how the compiler treats us there. So now we're in 3.5. Now if I open my program, we can see that the compiler is telling me that I'm calling my calculate total weight method with a wrong value. So let's switch back to .NET 4. Just get rid of this one. And let's see if we can build this. Build succeeded. Now if we quickly run the program, we can see that it's running. It's giving me a value. Now the reason that that this is working in C# 4.0 is that the compiler will explicitly convert my IronRubel of cats into an IronRubel of animal. This looks and feels very much like inheritance, but it's important to understand that it is not inheritance that is at play here. IronRubel of cat does not inherit from IronRubel of animal, and this conversion that we see at play here is only done in certain generic interfaces. Now to demonstrate this, I'll quickly go to this little project. I have the same animal and cat classes here, in this method I'll be examining whether an IronRubel of animal is assignable from an IronRubel of cats. I'll be doing the same thing with the generic lists, and I'll also be listing what interfaces is implemented by innumerable of cat, so we can see what's going on behind the curtains. So if we run this, we can see that we get the following results. We are able to assign an innumerable of cat to an innumerable of animal, but we are not able to assign a list of cats to a list of animals. So the list, the generic list, is not covariant. And if we examine what interfaces are implemented by innumerable of animal, we see that it's basically just implementing innumerable. There is no innumerable of cat. It is not inheriting from innumerable of animal. So the conclusion here is that the reason that we can assign an innumerable of cat to an innumerable of animal is not inheritance, but the fact that the C# compiler is doing implicit conversion for us. It's only done on certain interfaces, and lists are not being one of them. So just to demonstrate that, I can try to uncomment this code. Now this would try to pass a list of cats to a list of animals, and here we have again a compile error, so I'm not allowed to do this. Now, beside from innumerable, covariance is supported on a number of other generic interfaces, and one of those are iQueryable, a rather interesting interface. Now here I'll just be showing a very simple example. I still have my animal and cat classes. So to demonstrate covariance on iQueryable, I have created another project. And in the main method, I'm building up a simple list of cats, which I turn into an iQueryable of cats using the asQueryable. Now this is just to make a very short example. I then pass this to a method expecting an iQueryable of animal, which we have down here. Again, the C# 4 compiler will let me do this by implicitly converting my type from iQueryable of cat to the expected iQueryable of animal. Now what we're doing here is, very quickly, we're defining a minimum weight, and then we're finding the animals in our collection which satisfies the minimum weight, and then we quickly print the number of cats we found. And just for the curious people out there, I'll be printing what return type we're getting from the method, and I'll also be printing out the type of the contained elements. Okay, so if we run this, we get the number of cats satisfying our predicate. We can see that while this is compiling and it's running, we can see that we have two fat cats here. And you can see that the result from our method call, I'll just quickly scroll down, the result from our method call is, as expected, an iQueryable of animal. That's the return type from our method. But again, this implicit conversion is not changing the elements inside our generic structure. The individual items found by the function is still of the type cat. Okay. I'll also quickly show you contravariance. Now just to quickly explain, covariance is where we are calling a method with a more specific, more derived type Contravariance is pretty much the contrary, where we are providing a method with a less derived type. So let's see an example of that. We have it here. Again, I have my simple animal and cat classes. Now, what I'm doing here is I'm newing up a list of cats with a few sample elements, and I then call the sort method on this list, and I'm passing a compare to this method that will order my elements by weight. Now, if we examine the weight compare defined down here, we can see that it is implementing iComparer of animal and not iComparer of a cat. So, and if we look at the method signature here, we can see that the method is expecting an iComparer of cat. Now, because the iComparer interface is now contravariant, I'm actually allowed to pass this compare instead. So, if we quickly run this, we can see that it is running, and I'm getting the weights of my cats in ascending order. Okay, so here's a quick overview of the generic interfaces in .NET 4 that support variants. We have four interfaces that are covariant: iNumerable, iEnumerator, iQueryable, and iGrouping. And we have three contravariant interfaces, which is iComparer, iEqualityComparer, and iComparable. Okay, so let's quickly, before we go to delegates, let me quickly show you how you can go create your own covariant interface. Again, we have our simple classes, and here in my main method, I've also defined an interface in a class. Now, I've defined a covariant interface called iReproducible. I have declared the interface as covariant by specifying the keyword out on the generic class parameter. The interface have a single method called reproduce, which return an object of type T. Now, part of my contract with the C# compiler dictate that I only use the generic type T for values going out of my interface. I would get a compiler error if I used T for any type of input. And this allows me to go and create a covariant interface. I've then created a class which implement my iReproducible interface, and this just new up an instance of the type I was declared with. Now, in my main method, I declare a variable of type iReproducible of animal, and I assign it a reproducible cat, which is basically inheriting from iReproducible of cat, but again, I'm allowed to do this because of covariance. I then call the reproduce method, and I print out the type that I get to the console. So let's try to run this, and we can see that the type we're getting is a cat, and that's because when I newed up my my class here, I used a cat as the type. So to go create your own covariant generic interfaces, you specify out in front of the generic parameter, and then you just have to make sure that you only output the specified type from your interface. Okay, so let's go and have a look at delegates. So besides from generic interfaces, you can also use covariance now and contravariance in generic delegates. Here is a simple sample where we declare a delegate that allow for covariance and contravariance. Just to make things a little bit spicy, this is making it this is a covariant parameter, and this is a contravariant parameter. So we have marked the generic parameter t with out, and we've marked the parameter k with in, making that contravariant. Now in my main method, I'm creating a cat provider, which create a new instance of a cat, copying the weight from the animal that the delegate is handed when invoked. I then declare a new instance of our delegate where I change the both the parameters of the generic types, and I assign it the cat provider I defined above. Now we are allowed to do this by the C# compiler because the generic parameters are marked as covariant and contravariant. And lastly, I invoke the delegate, and I write out the name of the type I'm creating. So let's just try to run this. And we're invoking a cat here. And it's compiling and it's running. So that was a quick introduction to what covariance and contravariance is. It's fairly straightforward and can come in handy in certain situations. And supported on some of the more interesting generic interfaces in .NET 4, among those iNumerable and iQueryable. Thank you for your time, and enjoy.